Peace, 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 everybody. This is Mama Serving in Blue 7. Somehow I gotta get that changed on my podcast. I've been working on it though. I have been up for like the last 45 minutes. And usually, right, when me and my family are in our so-called, like, routine, I'll usually fall asleep with them around bedtime, and then I'll wake up in the middle of the night. Or, you know, that's usually how I go. I'll wake up in the middle of the night. So this is one of those nights, and obviously in order for me to record, like, my mind has been like, pew, 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 you know, like how you really just be trying to be still and meditate, and everything hits you at once, and you just be like, goddamn. You know, when I sit back and I think about my life, and me meeting people, when I think about that, and, you know, I've been referenced to being intimidating, intense, guarded for sure. I can admit that one, guarded. But I think that's just always been me being aware, like, through all the things I have witnessed, the pain that I have seen other people witness, you know, stories that other people have poured into me, and it's like it's all got me to this point. And it's like when I meet people and I'm making connections with them, and, you know, it's a lot like that saying, like, a lot of people don't know what to expect from me. And it's like I ain't never been able to know how to package or present. Ooh, shit. I ain't never known how to, like, package or present myself to people. And by that I mean, like, I'm not just one person, you know, you can meet once and you would have a grand idea of who I am, unless that one time you see me or meet me, like, we have built a long, you know, normal, longer than a normal day. Like, we done, you know, like, for our first time meeting, this isn't, hey, how you doing, all right, okay, but, like, it has to be a long introduction, or you just gonna get another side of me the next time you see me. And it'll just build up over time. Like, and it's just like when I ask people, like, I have experienced so much and I am still experiencing so much. And it's like there's never, like it's never going to be like just a cup of tea. Like it's like, and that's just me realizing, like a lot of people say, like my energy is like heavy, and it's like, because I'm that one. But it's like I never know how to really package up and present it. Like you really have to like watch and study me for a while. And if you do that, then by then, you know, you'll get to the, you know, through the levels in me, and you'll like, it's something within my story that I feel like I've been able to connect with every person. It just would take a certain conversation. But all I can ever be is me. That's all you can ever be is you. That's all. So me really honoring that, like, wow, like you really are this woman to where you can't even package it up, like you are that gifted, you are that special. You, like, wow. And the thing is, in order for me to honor this in myself, it's really, it's like, I have to own it. But I just, you know, I don't know. Like I could tell you it's all spiritual and metaphysical, and it's like, no, it's everything. It's like I literally found spirituality, and it really just, it made sense. Although I found spirituality at the same time with astrology, but it was like, it kind of brought me out, because I knew I was always attracted to dark things, because I was always around dark energy. I was always around dark masculine energy, dark feminine. Like I know both sides. But it's like I say, when I'm introduced to people, like, that's why I'm like, you'll never find another me. And to, like, you really, all I can ever say is, like, multifaceted. And that's just because there's so many layers to me, you can't even really label me and put me in a box. Like, there have really been other people that I have made connections with, some stronger than others, but nonetheless, these are all people that are reflections of me. They're go-getter energy, and you know, however they are representing that in themselves into the world, I respect anyone and everyone that I've connected to, from the social media influencers you know, to any rappers, any stylists, you know, any, like, anybody that's just doing boss things in their own lane. But it's like a few people over the years have come to me and been like, so how do you still always show up even when no one likes your post? Or, you know, your follower count. Like, if only people knew about you more. And why don't you do this? And why don't you offer this? And it's like, one personality means like, so why you ain't share my shit? Why you ain't tell people about me? But my overall being is like, just let it flow naturally. Like, whoever is supposed to experience me in whatever way that is, because everybody's not going to get the same version of me depending on how you come up to me. But I just think, like, it's the dopest thing. That there are some things, you know, that I can identify with, just because, like I say, some labels you do have to have, because that's where you got to find the information at. That's where you got to find the source at. So, it is so you know, it's just so interesting. And I really just got, like, in this meditation that I was doing, because I've really mastered, like, meditating mentally, like, in the middle of kids being kids. And, like, I really, like, I've mastered tuning people out right in front of them because it's too much, right? And I just need a second to recuperate. But, you know, it's like, even after all the deities or archetypes that I identify with, it's still parts of me that, like, you know, it's like when you look so far into the future, and it's like, You see, it's like on some Nipsey Hussle. You see, you know what I mean? You see that marathon. You see what that finish line, like, you feel what that feeling is for you. Whatever success means to you, it's there at that finish line. And I guess when it comes to identifying yourself, when I say you really got to put yourself like you already there, you are the prize. Like, walk around as if you already have that trophy. Like, you the one. So it's like, even after I have shared so many intimate things about my life or aspects or whatever, that's why I'm just like, you'll never find another me. Because after all that, And when I say another me, I just mean my story in particular, because everyone has a story. But it's a matter of what they, you know, just the resilience from their stories. Everyone don't deal with pain or power, I should say. I used to think love is pain and pain is love. Thanks a lot, Ja Rule. But pain is power. Pain is power. And a lot of us have a high tolerance for pain. I clearly need to go listen to this Ja Rule 336 album. It is now 2:15, January 29th. So this is, okay. I'm receiving downloads, like literally while I'm recording the podcast. That's why my mind keeps going scattered. So, okay. So, I've been really pulled towards a lot of things. I just know I don't want to be, like, I ain't never desired to be like everyone else. Like, it's like I've tried that in a lot of ways, being like other women, doing what I saw other women do. And that shit just really turned into a lot of painful situations that the little girl in me went through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to do that. That's why the other little girl inside of me just wants to be a kid. And any moment that I could be a kid, I'm going to be a kid. Like, give me, don't just give me one color. I want all the motherfucking colors. I want it all. But I guess this is just why I call myself Mama Serene Blue 7 at this point. Because it's like, I feel like that's the balance in me. That's like my ultimate goal, is to be Mama Serene Blue 7. Like, once, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna get there. Like, the finish line for me is Mama Serene Blue 7 in her, like, her highest regard. Like, I've seen her in, she's so much of a beast that she's not even a beast. Like, it's beautiful. So, I have always, it's like I've, even as a child, I have always seen this person and seen this adult woman in me. But I knew that it was going to take a lot of experiences for me to become that woman. So due to my life experiences, when I think about a lot of the trauma I went through, it does make it seem to the person who, because I'm so raw, I feel like people say that I am intense, it is only because they are more guarded in me. So it's like a reflection thing that happens when people call me intense. And you know, you say intense and I just say I can't dumb this down anymore. All I can be is me and I can't put a label on it. So thank y'all for listening. Until next time, peace.